Mr. Bland, Reel 4. We're talking about punishments to the recruits. How severe might they be? Or what was the most severe kind of punishment you could get as a recruit?
Why, just, you put me out of the camp, so that was just and finding faults, and you're picking stuff up, like you're in the other barrel, or you'd probably have your double in the other block. And,
painting things, and did they give you this kind of thing to do? I'm thinking those are silly things, like, is it, did, you know, reputed do in those days of painting coal or whatever, you bins and things.
There's any dirty jobs to be done, they would find them, like, you know. And,
was the cookhouse fatigues in this?
Oh, cookhouse fatigues, like, mostly come in where, if you were, like, if you're paying on a charge, like, you know. What can't find the body, like, you know. Same way, like, they used to get them, they call them defaulters, like, they used to go to the cookhouse, like, and have to, they used to go to the guard room first, you know, report to the guard room when he played defaulters, like, report to the, and then the sergeant up there, like, you know, the provost sergeant used to rain out, like, or, suddenly it's like cookhouse, suddenly it's like, officer's mess. A few years, like sergeant's mess, like, and that was more or less defaulters, like, you know, same thing, like, we don't have any defaulters, like, you know, we're just being in the squad, like, if you did, he used to just tatted on his cell, like,
to give you what he thought.
To give you what, got to keep these men occupied all the time, like, you know.
You didn't see any physical punishment of any kind?
Oh, no, I didn't see any punishment like that, no.
So at night time you were busy preparing for the next day, in effect?
The next day, yeah. There was always something you had to do on a night, like, you know.
In this basic training, did you get to a point when you fired on a range? Fired your weapons?
Oh, I think we fired. I think we fired once at Frankfurt.
We're talking about firing your weapon at Brandsmouth. Was this the short range?
The short range. I think we fired the rifle on at 30 yards. And I think I can remember going up to Stanley and throwing hand grenades, like, you know, one hand grenade.
Throwing a hand grenade, was there a technique to that?
Oh, you were behind the cover, like, you know, everything on the range had to be, there was no messing about, like, you know, everything had to be on the range, more so than anything else, like, what they call it, like,
the discipline on the range. Was it your own rifle you fired for the first time on the 30-yard range, or was it a 2-2?
No, it was the ball operation, 303, I think.
Did you do any gas training amongst your basic?
I was doing, I think that was it, perhaps, but no, it must have been better, like a special brick place where it was a fossil chain. And when we're going in, like, yeah, stopping for so many minutes, like, in the outdoor end, like, you know. I can remember the gas called phosgene.
Did you have to take your mask off to get a whiff of it whilst you were in the hut?
Sweet pears or something.
Were there any men amongst you that just couldn't take this?
Well, I was just, I was just coming back there with the neighbours, and I just lived up here. From pensionate, you know, he was like with a bit of strawly. And he used to take the grunt of this sergeant I'm on about, like, it was him, like, you know, up there. Now, I don't know what happened to him, but he was there. He didn't follow us on when we went to April, like, now that was our next day. He didn't, so I don't know what happened to him. But he joined up with me, we went there. I think we went for a whole medical together. But he was a bit slow with it, like, you know. Well, I don't know what happened to him. They just couldn't do no one, like. Just used to stand there, like, you know, they could shout as much as they wanted, like, I suppose he did fail, like, but he wouldn't give in, like, just, what happened to him when he got his ticket out, when he got his discharge, or what they put him in there. Pioneers, like, you know, like,
when you did have a little bit of time on your hands, were the gambling schools set up in barracks?
Oh, there was a certain amount of gambling, like, you know, cards, and, you know, you always got a group.
Was that frowned upon by the army? Did they encourage it?
That's what they used to. All these pro sergeants was like. They were regulars, like, you know. I think that must have been drummed into them, like, you know, no gambling in the church, you know, they used to say, like, no rowing about what they call it, about church.
Religion.
Religion, like, you know. That,
so this gambling would have to be taking place where there was no NCOs around?
It was just in the barrack room, but quiet, like, but if anybody come, like, they just used to say, friendly game, like, or back in, like, you know, but you always got, like, a certain amount of course, not what, a game of cards, like.
Did you have church parades?
Oh, church parades, aye. Church parades, I've seen church parades later, remember, I can't remember one of the grants, but as I say, like, you were doing the Washington Lord, it was.
Yes, you were saying Sunday was a very busy morning for you.
Padre used to like have a parade, like, on a
Did you do early guard duties as part of your basic training?
At Brunswick, I worked never on guard at the guardhouse. We were on picket. You know, we had picket, like, you were around the camp, on a, you were on guard, like, but you were inside the camp. They would never put, like,
You weren't on the gates?
No, they wouldn't put you on the gate, like, you know.
Did you have to parade for your picket?
Oh, I can remember, like, parading, the inspecting just the same as the guard, and then you had the hut. And you were there all night, and you used to have to sleep with your gear on. Or if you didn't, or if you took your pack off, and then the order of the year used to get called out. And it was always used to get called out at 2 o'clock in the morning, like. Not at 11 o'clock at night, when 2 o'clock in the morning, like, you used to shout, right, oh, I'll pick a turnout, like, and you used to have to roll, you used to have to jump in this bus. And you used to go out, and you used to go down to the castle. Like, you know the castle, do you? Like, you used to go in the castle grounds, line up there, the order officer used to come round and ask you that stupid question. Like, you know, I could never get away with what you were supposed to do, like, you know, what that 2 o'clock in the morning, like, you know.
Can I remember?
I should have been in bed, man. And then when you come back, if you didn't expect it, you used to go back up to the camp again, and then you could tap your gear off, like, you know. You know, you'd been called out, like, but I thought that was stupid, that, like, but didn't want to.
Can you remember any of the stupid questions you might ask you?
What you used to ask you, like, what you're supposed to do, like, you know, well, what would you do in such and such a thing, like, you know, off on that, kind of thing. what would you do? What are you supposed to do? Like, you know,
what time would you go on picket duty?
You could go on picket about 10 o'clock at night, right through to maybe the
following morning.
Security Valley, like, you know. Then you used to stand down, like.
But you say you didn't do a major guard duty?
No, I never done a major guard on the branch, but no, I don't think there would have been recruits like on there.
Did they teach you the history of the regiment to build up your pride in the regiment in any way?
We knew a little bit about the drum damage, you like, what about the early days, like the victories, what they call it.
Did you get lectures or talks about any subject?
I can't remember getting talks about that, like. Well, I mean, we knew all about it because we used to, all the body rooms used to be like Bushire and Harris and Reeves and.
It's your battle honours.
Yeah.
I didn't ask you, we mentioned the fact that you got the rifle. Were there any other weapons introduced to you whilst you were in your basic training?
We had, we had the brain, right? Which was, I can't remember what it were, if we had the paid. I know we had the paid, we fired the paid, like, no, I don't know, that was later on, but went to the next one.
So you had the Bren gun. What was the Bren gun like as a weapon?
Oh, well, it's great. It's, you know, everybody, like, the Bren was the main weapon in the British Army, you know, like infantry, you know. It was the paid, the boys' anti-tank rifle with a big long, and that, that was a stupid thing.
Did you get to fire that?
The boys.
The boys.
I think I did. Because I did the bullet, like, was it was about 6 inches long, like, you know. And then, I don't know what it was that other people, but I see everybody kept saying that. Oh, when you fire, they lock your shoulder up, you know. But, the boys at the time, like, I think I fired it once, like, you know.
But you say that wasn't much use.
No, there wasn't. Not for what?
Not for piecing a tank.
I know, but I
wouldn't.
I know that you would use
the peat later on. But what was the peat like as an anti-tank weapon?
Why? I can't remember anybody in our company like fighting in anger, like, but they had been fired, and because they'd knocked tanks over, like, you know.
Can I come back to the Bren gun? Did you learn how to dismantle it and put it together?
How to be dismantled in so many minutes, like, you know. And, I think it was about 5 or 6 different parts, like, you know, the main, well, the book used to come off, and the front end, what they call the tripod, used to twist around and come off, like, the barrel used to, that was 3. Then there was about 5 different.
How many rounds did he fire, the Bren?
I think the magazine had about 20, I don't know whether it was 20 or 28 rounds in there. That was the what they call them.
Could you fire in bursts as well as single shots?
Oh yes, I single or burst, like, you know. I think a burst was like a 5. You also say like burst, which was about 5 rounds, like, you know. But I mean, you would have to, like, judge that, like.
Was it an accurate weapon?
Oh, yeah. I think it was the most, everybody thought well of the Bren. It was the main infantry weapon, the Bren gun.
So the Bren gun, Piat and the boys' anti-tank, did you fire any other automatic weapon? I'm talking about your basic training time. Were you introduced to any other weapon, like the bigger machine guns? Or
no, it was the machine gun, but I don't think I ever...
The Vickers never came into you, for example?
No.
Mortars, were you introduced to mortars?
No, I wasn't in the mortar fraternity. No. The 2-inch mortar, the little one, 2-inch mortar, we've done that. We fired that, I think we fired it up at Stanley. There was a 3-inch mortar contained, but I wasn't in a 3-inch.
2-inch mortar, what was it like as a weapon?
Oh, it was handy for was a good weapon, just for close. Didn't have much of a range, right? I don't know what range it was, but it didn't have a big range, you know.
Before we finish with your basic training, we haven't mentioned any of the officers. Did you see them very often?
Didn't see many officers in France, but I did see one officer, he used to be one of the school teachers. I thought we said, we come in now, we've got him. But he was there, another regiment, because the Brunswick, was two different, which was shared with the General Wilkins.
Did you get on all right with them?
The General Wilkins, they more or less segregated,
They would be a heavy infantry regiment. They weren't a light infantry regiment, were they?
No,
they didn't march at your pace, that kind of thing. But as you say, they were segregated, so you didn't see a great deal of them. How long were you at Brandsmouth?
2 months.
And where did you move to then?
From Brandsmouth, I moved to Ector. That's school, what they call it. Yeah.
And you moved from your training into a proper battalion. What was that?
That was the 70th Battalion.
And you say it was at School Aycliffe?
School Aycliffe, and that then barracks back there.
Were you a recruit to the battalion, or had it just been set up and you were part of that setup?
We went to Brandsmouth, and when we left Brandsmouth and we went to Aycliffe, I still hadn't done full training, I've only done the basic training, We were still training to the 70th,
This was the Young Soldiers Battalion. So were you too young to go abroad yet?
That's we must have been, that was a YS battalion,
Can you tell me about School Aycliffe? Where were your barracks and so on?
I was in two different blocks, two or three different blocks, but I was mostly in the A block, which was the top block, at Hyndon. From there, there wasn't a full battalion there, at Aycliffe. There was always, a battalion in HQ, but there was always, a company on detachment, Middleton St. George. Teesside Airport, Croft, I was on Croft, I was on Middleton St. George, I was on Croft, and I was on Scorton. That time I was at Aycliffe.
Airfield Protection, was it?
Aye. It was a company on detachment all the time,
Can we come back to Aycliffe itself? It had just been built and was going to be a mental hospital, but you were the first ones in it. Was the accommodation good?
Lovely, central heating and everything. Everybody they had a great
Has to be built essentially as hospital wards.
I heard that it was supposed to be a hospital, before we took it over, it was supposed to be built for hospital.
How many men would there be to a room?
I think There was upstairs and downstairs, you know. There was there. I kind of think how many men was in London, but it was a lot bigger, like, you know, there was, I don't know, whether the Ford company was in a block. You know, A company was in that top block, and you had A, B, C, and D. And as I say, like, there was always one company, like, on, might have been about 30 or 40, like, you know.
And the same routine, you had to keep the room clean.
Oh, aye.
As you've been taught.
Easy, like, you would have, it's more relaxed, like, you know, you would, like, you'd done your basic training, you, like, set them down, like, you were just,
you weren't being chased as hard.
Right. And mostly, like, as I say, like, you went on detachment, you were away, like, for 2 or 3, or maybe the month, you know, away.
At these places you named.
Right.
Who was commanding the battalion?
I went to, I can't remember him, like, he went to Bransford, he took over at Bransford. I can't think of his name, but I know his name would come, I just, on, he went, he left Aycliffe and he went to Bransford and took over from, the bloke there, like he.
Do you remember any of the other officers? Who was your company commander?
Oh, my company commander, there was MacBain, they call that colonel, what went to Bransworth.
MacBain was commanding the battalion.
The same one again.
Company commander?
Company commander, was a bloke called, was a Scotch bloke, like, they didn't say much of him, like. Midge Vizard was there.
Was he an officer there?
Haywood. Broke out Purim. Do you know him? Purim. He went with Haywood.
What were they like, the officers?
Oh. Kind of, but they were all young, like, you know.
So it was a battalion of young soldiers and it had young officers.
They were all boys, like, you know, they were all the guy in Bancliffe and what they all said they'd be young apart from Rizard and Lackenby. Lackenby was a regular, like, he's
You were in A Company, did you say?
I was in A Company then.
How is a company organised? So many platoons, so many squads, how is it done?
I think it was 3 platoons for the company, like, you know.
And you would be in a platoon, presumably.
Platoon,
do you recall the number of your platoon or the title?
I can't remember the number.
Did you have a platoon officer?
Oh, I had a platoon officer, but I can't even remember him.
NCOs that were in the platoon, do you recall any of those?
NCOs, I can't remember them.
But they were pretty good, were they?
Oh, they were much the same as you. You could get on them, like, you know.
So you would be in a squad, and how many men would be in the squad?
That is about 20. Yeah.
Then the platoon, and how many men would make up a platoon?
There was 3 squads to the platoon, 3 platoons to the company, like, you know, and maybe 5 companies to the battalion, like, you know.
What were they teaching you at school, actually, when you first got there?
Well, it was supposed to be more or less like the same as what it was at the Bransford, like, drills, road marches, then picking, what they call them, potatoes, like, you know, which was the range, like, what, must have been like a war effort, like, you know, sort of thing. Like, you know, they have to send, like, and not that we got any money then, but they must have been paid the services, like, you know, for back and when they're taking picking around, or potato picking around down there, like, you know.
Sending out to the farms and to do picking potatoes. But in effect, it was an extension of what you were doing in the base, at Brandsperth. How long were you there before you moved out to one of these other areas with your company?
Why, I think it must have been, would only be a few months, like 6 months, like, I think, at the most, like, I think, because I went on a course there when I was at school. Later.
What was that?
I went to West Hartlepool, Carriers, Brendan Carriers, maintenance and driving, like. Job was the 12th battalion of the Sherwood Forces. I was there, like.
How long were you there?
I was only there, like, a month. And even when I went there, we were taking picking, like. No, we were claiming snow, because it was a bad winter. Claiming snow, like, off the railways, like, Cape, the railways were open, like, you know. Whether you were Durham's or whether you were Sherwood Forces, you would, you know, that.
But on the course, they're teaching you to drive and carry and maintain it. Did you
end down for Calais, and then we got a few Calais, and then we went on the course there, Hartlepool, like, it was then what learned us there.
And did you enjoy that course?
Yeah, I liked it. I liked the boat. We were older than us. We might have been about a few years older, but we thought they were more men, like, but they were great.
When you finished the course, did you go then to the carrier platoon?
Yeah, but they didn't form it until later on, like. I think I've done the course, like, you know, I think I went from there on to Croft aerodrome, like, you know, we were, like, without air.
Where were you accommodated at Croft?
We were in, like, Nissen Hut.
And this was, you say this would be winter, was it? Was this winter time?
When I was at Croft, it was when the first 1,000 bomber raid went out. I think it was May, so it must have been February, March, April, May, February, March, you know.
So it wasn't the worst of winter, because I'm going to say Nissen Hut's are quite cold.
I think it must have been December or February 42 when I was in. Article was a bad winner out there. I can't remember where I can remember then, and then this month was St. George.
What duties did you do as a defence company?
Well, it was more or less like guards, you know, like aerodrome defence, like, and that's how it was all like, you know.
So,
after that, like, the RAF regiment took over what we were doing, like, you know. You formed the RAF regiment then, like.
So you do perimeter guards, did you?
Perimeter guards, yeah.
And, again, you paraded for the guards, for the guarding duties? You did an official parade?
I can remember being on guard at the other side there, because, like, you know, quite, but it must have been the same way. In case anybody come off the railway, like, you know.